minutes now. Vimden is Mishalemis. Right, there's a Gemara is going back to Yud Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Second Mishnah Perek, Ketzad HaShein. Right, Shein is defined as getting Ano. Mu'edes Lechol Eroi Lo, Ketzad. So the Mishnah says, well, it depends if it happens Vershus HaNizik or Vershus HaRabim. The Mishnah said, however, if it happens, Bishus HaNizik, Sus Mishalim Nizik Sholem. But if it happens, Bishus HaRabim, Mishalemes Masha Nenes. That's the Bryce of the Mishnah. Avol b'shus rabim poter v'mnenis mishalemis mashanenis. This is what we're zeroing in on. B'shus rabim, the Torah says ubir b'stei achim. So why is the but b'shus rabim when the animal eats, animal poter midinei hezek? Apparently, we shouldn't be so fast to say that. But poter milishalem. B'shus HaRabim, either because of the svara of the sma of the svara of the rosh. However, the Mishnah says v'mnenis, but if there was hano, mishalemes mashanenis. Ketzad mishalemes mashanenis. So the Gemara gives different examples of where we are potter from paying because it's not a bir b'steyachet. What is the Gemara? What do we mean? What do the Tanoim mean when they say Mishalem is Mashanenes? What does it mean to pay the benefit? So we know what it means to pay the Hezek, Nezek, Sholem, Mechatzi, Nezek. That means that exactly what the animal ate. So we go to the market and we figure out how much is the value and finish. We have a suffix, we get an average, like 3. Or if we have a suffix, and by some other right, we take the lowest bit. We know how to evaluate. But how do you evaluate imnenes? What does that mean? It's not what he was mazik. He's potter from mazik, which is a rabbin. Vekama rabba omar deme amir, rabba omar deme sa'irim bizol. Mara says this machlekes rabbin, rabba is a machlekes tandoim. Tanya kavose de rabba, Tanya kavose de rabba. In other words, machlekes tanoim, and rabba and rabba were arguing, how do you paskin? Tanya kavose de rabba's Rashbi, Yoshima Yoichai, Einai mishalemes ella demei omir vilvod. Tanya kavose de rabba, imnenes mishalemes mishanenes, ketsan, ochlo kave kavayim, Ein oimim tishalim demeyim, because that's for shus rabim. Ela oim din kama odom reitze lahachil abhem toy dover aroi la. Afal pi she ein oi rogil. No. Which is the more expensive? Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Rava, or the Rabbanan and Rava? Which is the higher price? Who's paying more? The May Omer or the May Sa'irim Bizol? How do you know? What do you say? The May Omer? No, what's the price to say? Was that bilvad? So that means omer is cheaper, right? Ella demei omer bilvad. You're only paying demei omer. So Rabba gives the lower price. You're only paying demei omer. And Rava says, Tanya Kavasidir Ravam Nenis, Mishalem is Masha Nenis, Ketzad, Ochla Kavay Kavaya, made a significant amount. Ein Oimrim Tishalim Demem, we don't say pay Kavay Kavayma what he ate. Elo Oimdin, we make an estimate. Kama Odom writes the Lahachil of Emtoi Dover of Roila, Af Alpi Sheenoi Rogil. So what's that? What are we estimating? Dover haroyla, af al pi she'enay rogil. No, what are we estimating? Go ahead.
If the owner was going to feed his ox wheat, or sorry, barley, how much would he pay? Meaning, he could buy the cheapest version of it, so he paid that
off. So what's af al pi she'enay rogil?
He normally feeds it on here, but this time the animal ate sorghum, so he's going to have to pay for the sorghum, even though.
The fichach, therefore, ochlochitin a dover haraloi ptura. Therefore, if it ate something which is bad for it, it's potter. What's the lefichach? Why is lefichach attached over here, not attached to Dmei Omir? Lefichach, you're not going to pay anything if it pays something which is bad. Why? What are the different options? One, the only thing which is clear so far is if I had whatever I had in the Rishus HaRabim, whatever it was, I'm not getting Dmei Hezek. Right? That's clear. Rishus HaRabim. So I'm not getting Dmei Hezek. But I'm getting Masha Nenis. No, what are the different options that Mishnah Tanom give us for Masha Nenis? So, one is kama odam roitze lahachil lebehemtoi dover roi lo. Do we say Yona?
I'm not sure if this is what you're asking, but for Dmei Amir, that would be the amount that you pay just for your animal to eat versus the you're just satiating the animal, but in terms of the
how would you articulate the two different possibilities?
So, for Dmei Amir, you're just paying for the animal to eat. Like, you're just satiating the animal. But for Rava, then it would be it matters what the animal is eating.
But it's not really what the animal ate.
It's not
with the animal ate. That's one thing. It's not with the animal ate, right? So, Dmei Amir, Rashi says, Shim Ochlo Se'oirin Kidei Sviyosa. He ate Se'oirin. Eina Mishalim Loi. Doesn't pay Se'oirin. Elo Domim She'oyot Tzorech Litein Bekoshin U'Betevin. Whatever I would have had to pay to feed the animal, the owner says to satiate the animal. Koshin U'Betevin. It's not Se'oirin. La'achila to feed it. The Omar lay I efshi la'achila sa'irin el koshim etevin, because he could say, I don't give my animal sa'irin. I give my animal koshim etevin. And it does a 1.5-star place. It's not a 4-star. It's not the continental breakfast over here. This is whatever it takes to fill the animal. Alright? So what is the Dmei Amir? How would you conceptualize the Dmei Amir? No? Go ahead.
The money that you don't have to pay because the animal ate.
The money that you don't have to pay because the animal ate. In other words, I want to keep the animal alive. I have to make sure the animal's around. So what is the least I have to feed my animal in order the animal should be around? Right? That's what the Gemara calls Mishtor Shalei. Mishtor Shalei means the money that I saved. How much did I save over here? I saved what I could have gotten away with, so to speak. I have a goal. My goal is not a FEMA person. My goal, a PETA person, not FEMA, PETA person. My goal is not to make this animal comfortable. I need a workhorse. My goal is to keep the animal alive. Make sure it works well. Right? Happiness has to go to a different farm. Right? So what is the least amount that I have to pay in order to make sure my animal can work? That's the Mei Amir. Shim Ochla Sarin Kidesivasa Ena Meshalim Loyal Dom Shaytzarch Litain Pekashim Tevin. Lachila Dom Yevshilachila Sarin Lakashim Tevin. That is Rabbah and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Easy to remember. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lived on Boxer for 24 years. So he's not going to give his animal. So, right? Demei Sa'oren. Okay. Just an mnemonic device. Demei Sa'oren Bizol. But what did the other Tana say? What did Rava say? Kefi she'oyetzorech likach sa'oren lema'achola im hoya roitze la'achila sa'oren. Lo yitein lo kishar shebishuk dilma ilima loy machil lo sairin ela bizol yitein. What is sairin bizol? No, what's sairin bizol?
Cheap,
yeah. No,
it's
how cheap?
The minimum, like you said.
The minimum of what? Was that?
That type of food.
The minimum of that kind of food. In other words, the animal ate sairin. But I don't have to pay top value sairin, because maybe when I feed my animal sairin, I go for a good price. So if today's sairin is expensive, I'll wait till I get a better sairin price. I'll wait till the end of the week. I'll wait for maybe a lower quality sairin. Maybe I'll wait for a larger amount of siren. So the lowest it's, but I have to pay siren. So what's the difference? So how would you say in English? We're trying to evaluate masha nanas. So we understand. One is what I can get away with to keep the animal alive. The other is it did eat siren. So I have to pay sairin. I don't have to pay. I'm not a mazik. I don't have to pay what you need to get in order to replace the sairin. That would be hezek. But you left your sairin b'shus harabim. Smart, rush, whatever, I'm not paying that. We'll be say acher, not mechuyu. Mashenen is, I got some hando. Right? So the hanav de me amir, we know it's the money that I save. How are you evaluating sa'irin bizol? What is that catching? What is the concept behind that? Is that what you're saying?
Could you say that the catch behind that is that it's machlok about where you should focus on for payment of hezek, or even though this isn't necessarily hezek because you're talking about pachuk and trusar rabin, but if you're going to pay,
do
we focus on the mazik, meaning how much
you
got enough, or do
you
focus on what damage she caused, which is based on the
sword? So it's interesting. My natia would be not to go along with that. Why? Who? Who think? Who wants to defend Zeb? Who wants to detract from Zeb? I'm on a svara. The raya is even better. No, good svar, not good svar. No, is it what you're saying?
I was wondering if Zev could possibly repeat himself.
Zev was saying the following. Zev was saying, "Hey Yois, he's not mechuyev to pay because the bibur say acher, right? Elamai, we're being mechayev him to pay. Exactly why mechayev to pay? Zev didn't commit himself." But once we're mechayev to pay, so then let's figure out whether he pays kefi that based on the handah that the nizik got, or based on the handah that the mazik, no, based on the handah the mazik got, or based on the handah that the nizik lost out on, so to speak. In other words, is the, do we look at the mazik and the mazik saved feeding his animal? Or do we look at what the nizik lost, but it's not hezik, so we give him low, right? So I understand the svara is appealing, right? But I don't. But I have to explain to me, number one, why are we jumping to hezik if we're saying it's not hezik, right? And what is the significance of paying se'orin mizol? So I have to be convinced of that. I have to get over the first issue. Yaakov, what are you saying?
Is this about explanation overall or responding to Zev?
Either one.
Okay. Is it possible that maybe it depends on...
Which one are you doing?
The explanation overall.
Go ahead, yeah.
Is it possible maybe that it's about whose hana we're looking at? Because if you look at the hana of the owner of the animal, he doesn't really care where the animal leaves as long as it gets lunch.
Yeah.
But if you look at the hana that the animal actually gets, so if the animal gets ordered,
good. L'chayim makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Does that fit into the Gemara? The Gemara says, the lush of the Gemara is...
Also, does it explain Zul, though?
Hold on. Tanya... Kavosa de Rabba, Ochel Kavi Kibayim, Ein Oymim Tishalem de Mayen, Ella oim dem kam odem roitzel lahachil bem to dover royal of bisha eino yrogil. Right? So, now you're looking at the behema. What did this animal, it was in the realm, right? Even though it's not what it usually eats. But we have to pay something over here. Lefichach, therefore, och lochit and oi dover roloi pturo. What's the lefichach? Why would it make sense to look at the behema? Effie's saying, why would it be bizarre? Right? Now he's on the right track. Because it's look at Hanok. No? Smith? Gabi? Donnie? Oh, sorry. Jasper, sorry. Donnie, good.
So I wanted to ask you to disagree with Zeb.
Yeah.
Great guy. Because if that was a chilek, it's a question of looking at the mazik or the nizik. Then I'd say, if we're looking at the nizik, then we shouldn't stop at saying the cheapest. If it's because of the nizik, then I would say that then we'd have to pay the right amount that he lost. If it's not no that he lost, I would say, okay. So then when if that's the focus, you wouldn't be able to say it's the cheapest of the sorin.
Oh, the sorin. Do you see what he's saying?
Possible spar behind why the second opinion Saron would say you pay the least from the Saron is because we have explanations given, but in reality the reason you can't pay back full damages, let's say Shem Shush Rabban, is because the puzzle at Beer is now. So you never could get the point where he gets back fully what maybe he was damaged, but you never, because we have a pusuk at its core, we have a pusuk, and therefore you're positive to pay back. But at the same time, we want to be able to get back him a little bit of what he was damaged for. And if we give him back full damages,
because he's the pasuk. Interesting.
Yeah. Then you'd be like, the pasuk, let's say you give
both give him the pasuk, they can't be. Interesting. So it has to be a lower amount.
Of the zero, they're trying to help him, as opposed to just lower amount of anything, in which case you could say, yeah, I'll give him something.
Almost everybody here is talking in Lishonis Kilus Adin the Rabbana. Almost all of you are saying as if Chazal came and made some kind of din over here, which I'm not sure that's an indicator of here. But it couldn't be Vesayachar, and they said, that's the cap. Would be Vesayachar. Again, let's Lania's deity. It would not. I have to be convinced that we're looking at mazik and nizik over here. Lachor, we're looking at different ways of evaluating hana. Right. So Yoni correctly said that what the owner saved on lunch, the animal is now fed. Right? So that's in English we call that a benefit. Right? What was the benefit to the mazik, to the mazik? Instead of looking at, we're not looking at the mazik as a mazik b'chlal. He's off the hook for hezek because we're b'seyachin. But halacha is, the Mishnah is establishing, we haven't figured out this today. Right? It's Rabbanan. God hanno. What is the hanno the person got? What's the benefit they got? The benefit saved me lunch. The benefit is I'm not paying for lunch for this animal. What does it mean that I'm not paying lunch? Well, I give my animal tevin. This animal lucked out. Got sarin for lunch. Maybe that's why I took sarin, because I always give a tevin. So I went for the sarin. But in terms of what I, my benefit, what did you do for me? You saved me having to pay for tevin today. So I should pay you. Alright? I'm not chayv as a mazik, but you gave me a gift. You didn't want to give me a gift. I took a gift. So I should pay for, but why should I pay for your, what you gave me? I should pay for the benefit I got. And so that's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and that's what Rava says. What does Rava say? We don't tell you pay the loss. Ela oimdin kama odem reitzel lahachil behemtei dover roi lo aval bishe eina yirogil. So what are we looking at now? Not looking at the benefit. What are we looking at? How much you would have paid for what? How would you put it in more general terms? No? What's that?
Proper food.
Dovar roi lo. You're saying that Tevin and Amir is in the cheap. Avo bishen erogim. So I'm not sure that's correct. Could be. Aval pishen erogel lachel sarin ella omir. Mishalma demei sarin gefim asha odom acher rogelitin lemtei kavei kavayim. No? So one is the benefit and the other is the hano the person got. Right? The different ways of evaluating, different ways of charging somebody. You can charge somebody the benefit of that. No, a person is traveling. Right? So they're on the road, they normally go to a three-star hotel. Right? Three-star hotel was all booked, into being a four-star hotel. Right? Three-star hotel is, what, $20, $30 a day. Four-star could be $2, $300 a day, could be more. So he ends up paying, he's paying for the hanah that he got. He's not paying for the benefit. The benefit, I mean, it could be that, my English is not that accurate, but you know what I mean. What is the mishtor shalei? What did he save? What was the, in his mind, what was he spending tonight? He was spending 150. He was going to go to a three-star hotel. If somebody takes him in that night, so then that's the benefit, right? On the other hand, if he ends up being in a four-star hotel, so the fee that he's paying is for the hanah. He's not paying to be able to have a night, a sheltered night, not in the car. He's paying because of the decor and because of the 3,000 pillows they put on for the size of the mattress and the plush towels, right? So now, there are two ways that you could evaluate the hanah of this animal. Mishali Masha Nenis. You could evaluate the animal, the hanah. You could evaluate the hezek, so that's what Yitzi is saying, that's not on the table. That's Ubir Mislayachim. We're not paying hezek, we're not compensating. Because the guy left the Mishra Sarabim. He parted me up from that. On the other hand, he did give me a matana. I forced him to give me a matana. He didn't want to give me a matana. So we have to look later on exactly what is the basis of the chiyuv of mishal mashenenes. What's the chiyuv? Why am I mishal mashenenes? Apparently he can take me to court. And he can say, I'm not charging compensation, but mashenenes he has to pay me. Right? So then I have to pay. What's mashenenes? So mashenenes could be mishtarshli, the money that I saved. You look at my hanhogas, what I do, what I feed my animal, I save that money, that's yours. Or you can say, no, because you starve your animals. Because you give them tevin and kash every day. That's not normal. You go by normal. Normal is you feed the animal siren. Okay, but siren, you don't have to pay a person who didn't feed the animal siren. He may look for a good siren deal. He may buy when it's cheap. He may buy bulk. All right. So the hanah that you got, in English would be the enjoyment. If it would be a human being, it would be what you enjoyed. Right? You enjoyed. So that's the machlokes. Exactly what is mishalei mashenenes? Phil,
why would this all be a consideration?
Why would it be all a consideration? Yeah. So explain what you're asking.
Meaning, if that nut they actually got was the fact that his animal had a very good meal.
Yeah.
So then how is that nut translated into something which is like a cheaper, lower grade, or larger quantity, or bigger bulk of hanah? Meaning, why lemaisa is he paying a smaller amount? If he got the better star, the higher star hotel, then he should be paying for that price.
Maybe. Yeah, but maybe he would say, I did get this hanah, but what is the cheapest way of getting this hanah? With the coupon, could be when they're selling, when they have a big sale. In other words, I got the 4-star hanah, but I don't need to have 4-star hanah tonight. I would get the 4-star hanah when there was a sale. I'd do a 4-star. I have to get a 4-star hotel on a Sunday night, Wednesday night. No one's so that hanah. I don't have to pay for the hanah right now. That's the hezek. I have to pay for this kind of hanah. So if I want to give my animal siren, so I'm not going to give it siren davka, the highest price of, I'm going to wait till bazaar. Right? So that would be the justification for saying, this is the hanah, I'm going to pay for this hanah. To have to pay for this hanah today? No. All right, that would be the justification. Mordechai?
Why can we say that the argument to Rabba and Mishra Yochai versus Rabba is we're evaluating the hanah of the animal versus the person, which would fit very well with the Gemara in the sense that...
That could be. That is what we're saying. Okay, that is what we're saying. It's just that since the animal is not a player bechlal, we have to put it in terms of the owner. We're not taking the animal to court.
I think I'm fit with Zul, though. That's more on Phil. That Zul, the idea that Zul is more than you get it at different times. So it doesn't matter how much you pay for it. The animal still gets the same amount, whether it's Zul or not Zul. So that's why you would be okay paying Zul. If it's on the owner, you're just going to pay him any cash or anything.
I'm saying, I think we are saying what you're saying. 100%. It's just that once you look at it with the animals benefiting, then you go back to the owner to say, what are you paying for this? But I think what you're saying is correct. No, Gavi.
I'm still confused how it's often said with the concept of Habi Lo Shlotoka. Habi Lo Shlotoka.
I'm not sure what you mean, Habi Lo Shlotoka.
In the fifth paragraph, Mar talks about how.
Oh, then?
Why
is Potter Bechlau?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's pondering what he hears. He has to.
No, it fits in perfectly. You know, the habilus shetochel that's uvir b'steyacher, right? That is, the Torah said, "I'm not chayv as a masik," because once I put it there, so I was. If you say habilus shetochel means I was mafkirit, so then you what you're saying is correct, all right? But when we get to chafim and beis, the Gemara is going to use that lashon. And the Gemara and the Mishnah are going to say he's not really mafkir. That's the top toast of Chovam and Beis. Ha'afkir mafkir le. Leila gamre dimkein afilu mashenenes l'mashalik. What you're saying is mamish to Taisa. So Taisa says because we don't really mean he wasn't really mafkir. He using the lashon of Yitzi, he was because of ubir b'se'achav, he was released from paying compensation, right? But that's this Taisa of here, okay? Not again.
was wondering how the case of the hotel translates back into this, because the animal, because there you could be paying that enjoyment even though you're going to only do the 3-star. I mean, you still got the you can appreciate it, but here the animal, what we're going to say, the animal is like we're paying, the owner has to pay. The Zohar is appreciating, the animal's appreciating that he got better food.
You're just not a pet lover, right? It could be, or you could say a little bit, Rishonim ask that kasha. So Rishonim say that the animal is going to be better fed and will work better with the Zohar. Now, happy animals make better, I don't know if they do, but it's something along those lines. Yeah, Evie?
Is it possible that we could say that Zohar Mizul is, I feel like we've defined it as a lower quality. Is it possible that it would be the cheapest that you could find, whatever it was?
L'chor is what it means, yeah, correct. I don't know if it means lower quality. We have to look at the Shulta Yibam and discuss that. Yoni? Yeah.
You can't find anything cheaper.
Yeah.
And so would the case be you pay for the cheapest amount, for the cheapest, like, of those type of berries you can find? Or would it be, because when it says, Kama Adam Rosa Lefa La, the man says, Dawa Ra'ila doesn't necessarily mean of that same object. Like, maybe he's just saying that, maybe Rava is just saying that Amir isn't Dawa Ra'ila. And then maybe you're just paying the value of Saor the entire time. Like, why does it necessarily have to be the same exact food?
I have to think what you're saying. Kind of, the Haora is a good Haora. Whether it means when it says Dover Roy Law, does that mean on both sides? In other words, not over the top and not below. The Nebuchadnezzar does say that Ochla Kabe Kavayim means that if the animal overate, then we don't have to pay the amount that it overate. As the Nebuchadnezzar does say that if the animal ate far more than it needs, I'm only have to pay that which I would normally feed it. So it could be that what you think is also correct. Tzarachiyin. Right? If something is not l'chayra, Yoni is certainly correct. If the animal ate a dover she'ena roi la, something which is animals very, very rarely eat, and it's something that's very expensive, I probably would not have to pay for it. That's probably correct. What is it? I want to follow it up. When the Gemara then says lefichach, therefore ochlo chitin oy dover harola, it ate something which is bad for it. No, if I'm paying mishtor shile and the animal ate something which is bad for it, do I pay or don't I pay? No, you say yitzi. Correct. Right. So spell it out. If I'm paying benefit, if I'm paying mishtor shle, what I saved, I still save lunch.
Oh, it's not bad for like it's poison. It's bad for like just bad. It's
no, it didn't kill the animal. Right. The animal was still, yeah. If it killed the animal, it's a different thing. Right? That's also a sugi in the fifth pair. Right? Right? Same daf. Good. Okay. So it didn't kill it, but it's not the best thing for the animal, right? Whatever it means, it'll work for 3 hours and it's got to take care of itself for the other hour, that kind of thing, right? So, so finish up. Go ahead.
According to the Rashi's opinion, then, yeah, you would have still have to pay it.
Correct. So that's why, lefichach, therefore, if the mashanenes is what I saved, there's no lefichach. But if what I'm paying is the hano the animal got, we would not call this hano, because even though the animal, I saved lunch, but the animal still, right? We'll finish up with who wanted to pull this through? Danny, with the hotels. Right? Let's say you ended up staying overnight in a place and there were bed bugs there. So if we look at the benefit, I rested, I was able to drive the next day, place over my head, right? If you look at the hana, probably no hana. Probably I lost out. Overall hana, right? My overall enjoyment is going to be a zero, probably right? Less than a star, right? So that's what the Gemara says. Lefichah, the mission is lefichah. Therefore, this would be the nafkamin. So again, so what we've looked at today, this is really the beginning of the sugya of zen nen and zen lechos, because the first thing we're looking at is hanah. So our mission says, the mission is machadesh. We may be going off bava kama. What does the Rambam include these halachas? No. On the side of the Gemara? Who's that? No. Hilchos Gezeila. So the Gemara begins by Mishalei Masha Nenes. Gemara in the Mishnah Machanesh, there's another Machayev of Tashlumen. Zev suggested maybe it still goes back to Inyani Hezek. I'm skeptical, but I'm open to a raya. But L'chaira, the Gemara is saying that there are two ways in which you could evaluate Masha Nenis. You could evaluate Masha Nenis as the actual benefit, what the Gemara calls Mishtorsha, what I saved. So that's one, that's the Me'amir. The other, and we can go a little bit deeper and to say, well, do we look at this person's particular profile, what he normally feeds the animal, or is Mishtar Shalei what I could have chosen to feed the animal if I was in a lousy mood and nothing else to feed it? We can still go a little bit deeper. Exactly what's Mishtar Shalei? But you could evaluate benefit. Right? Compensation is clear. Compensation is what the Nizik needs in order to make himself whole. Right? Even there, there's a machlokes. Whether compensation is what I need in order to, because of the loss of value, or what I need in order to be able to make up what I lost. But now we're saying we're not paying kazik. We're not paying peteris mazik. But now the mishnah's machadish ha'aloch of hana. And that's what we're going to now discuss. What exactly is the basis for being machayev before hana? Many of you assume that Rabbanan Dikadin, a compensation, a feel-good kind of thing. Right? I've had to figure that out. But what we begin by saying is there are two ways to define hana. Hana is what I saved, or hana is the, call it the pleasure, the joy. Probably two different ways of defining benefit. Right, opportunity cost is one, and the other is some result of supply and demand or something, if I have the terms.
Elasticity.
Was that?
Elasticity.
I don't know if I have the terms. Okay, so now we'll have to pick up from there tomorrow.